Okay, guys, welcome back to Quality Content. It's a new year. We've missed you. We've been gone a while, and we are back. I'm back with, as usual, Stephanie from SNM Podcast. Stephanie, say hi to my listeners.
Hi, everybody. I hope Nigeria is showing you Pepe. But hi.
I'm here, really, from Really Global.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
It's a deep voice. And I'm here with Shay from Nice to Have You Podcast.
We hey had guys.
One collaboration last year, so he's here.
Yeah, hey guys, what's good? It's Shay from Nice to Have You.
Where is Shay?
How are you?
How?
Are we eating today?
Mm-hmm.
Emeka, let's start with you. Are we eating today?
I had Golden Moon, normal things.
Now food.
Breakfast of champions with Bachelor.
Bro,
Bachelors never ever get food for their house. Bro, never.
You're living Subway lifestyle. You're making money eating. You're eating Golden Moon.
Stephanie was saying that to me. I said, if you come to my house, she was like, hope you have water.
Hope you have water at
least.
You
have drinking water at least. That's provision. I said, is that food stuff now? Water.
But I'm so happy to be here. What's the conversation for today? Who are we insulting today? Who are we attacking today?
I'm not attacking. This is New Year.
You don't want to be a villain?
It's a peaceful year.
It's a peaceful year.
Really?
Yes.
Unless you come for me.
I've chosen to be a villain this year.
Unless you come for me.
I want people to hate me.
So,
this year.
The entertainment industry this year just kicked off very chaotic.
Yeah.
And he started off with Burna Boy swearing for his fans after kicking them outside till 4 a.m. So what's your own take on that?
No, don't forget he kicked somebody off the stage too. Yeah, there was that too. So
that's a precaution. You get your tickets, you get your helmet.
Please say I get your helmet. As you're buying your ticket, just buy helmet. Of course I went. And
serious?
I really hate myself because this was the first time I paid for a Burna Boy's concert. Because every other time
that
I would be there.
But that one, no, you were going on Snapchat.
No. Because I usually get like tables because of my friend. Yeah. So like this is the first time I paid for it, like 30k. This thing was me way that is there. I was so offended that I paid
10,000.
It's he penned up. But English no fit quantifier. So that basically.
Nah, I was so offended because he made us wait outside till 3:30. I cost his mother, cost him, cost his entire team for that mess.
I woke up around 2. Normally around 2, as bad as you reach, you go here say artists don't clap. I was like, how was that boy concept too? They say, people still they buy tickets. People still they buy
2 a.m.
That was crazy because me tell me I never go number one. On New Year, I always like to deal with family.
Normal tradition.
Because where people they go, the collect kick for head.
But no. See, it didn't stop me.
You must have been telling me that because my status was there.
No, it didn't stop me.
I was sorry for all of them.
No. It serves us right. I can't even lie because I'm one of the people that will always come online to complain that an artist will come out late, you will still go for the next 100, you're a fool.
Are you going for Burna Boy?
If I go for Burna Boy's next concert, everybody slap me. You can't beat me.
I'm actually 100%
sure. I will not be there.
Where
did you get to the concert?
I got there at 10. But I was in traffic for 1 hour 30 minutes. You see that echo? That's Atlantic.
Yeah, we tried now for whiskey concert.
You
walked.
I said if I even get the table free. No, Burna is not seeing me this year. He's not seeing me this year for that rubbish.
So you got there by 10.
I got there by 10. We had to walk because we were in traffic for 1 hour 30 minutes. Only for us to see all manner of grass. The grass people I saw that day.
Bro, there was tea, bro. There was party from that Zenith Bank. No, there was party from that Zenith Bank down to Wizkid's concert.
We walked.
People were just walking. We walked down.
No, they don't block roads.
They don't block. No, my cars. Boys, just calm down. See, driver, find where you go.
That's what's annoying because God gave us a choice, a free will to walk out.
I feel like Nigerians and artists, they have a very toxic relationship. Yeah, because like why would Burna Boy do you like that? You know, come later, why people are still going to start singing his song even when he's there too.
God go punish you now, mama.
People still have fun that day. I'm 100% sure.
After God go punish you, regardless
of everything that happened.
I see people were posting say, "Omo, I had the fun of my life. I'm like Jesus."
For
even Gigi, maybe before they don't send you.
It's not even free, man. paid.
Bro.
Wait, to keep yourself entertained to that three, how many refreshments you want to buy?
I said people were sleeping on the floor.
So you know, see them outside. You know, they're outside now.
Outside now.
We're sleeping on the floor. No. See, if one of us listen to this, God will punish you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. He really came. See, so they played us a voice recording and he was like, oh, you guys, I did backstage. Like, I don't know what they do my team. People were like, liar, see, cap. Somebody like this. So inside traffic at 2 a.m.
You don't say what's up, boys.
Just calm down.
I said they put Mugu for my head. Now you cannot be wearing Burna Boy. And that's why that Grammy that he lost, he deserves it.
Come on, using our play that day, low key. Person give me ticket. Come, now we go Burna Boy. I tell him, see, man, I knew you with this. I know you won't start my year like this.
I don't know how you go with the future. In just 30 years, better embarrassment.
January 1st, though.
Bro, you're getting the kids.
January 1st, some people they do, bro, you know, resolution, New Year resolution. You don't even get breakfast, though. You don't even launch your bread and egg. You receive kick from somebody that has a very large forehead. You know, Burna Boy's head is big. So imagine that, how effective that is.
Maybe leave that me, maybe discuss that.
I kind of feel like the only major reason why, to me, why Burna Boy didn't get that Grammy was because of that Love That Mini album. That album was not... It wasn't it.
Not That Mini album.
Yes, no.
Till now. I haven't listened to it.
You're a staunch Burna Boy fan.
I'm a die-hard Burna Boy fan.
What are your favorite songs on that album?
None. Okay, so I like some... that one that you say, somebody cooks, I clean. Common person. Okay, common person. Wow, I don't even know.
Wait, is that bad? No,
till tomorrow, I'll not listen to that album. I can't listen to
bro,
it.
Bro, like...
Because I think it was a rush. Like, maybe he did it because he wanted to win another Grammy. That's what I felt. I felt like he dropped that album because he was gunning for a Grammy.
First of all, why 21 track and 18 track? That's too much. But I get bored too fast. Just too fast. So I don't know. But I like three songs on the album.
It's the Bon Bon. Oh, Whiskey
and Different Size.
Different Size is Bon Bon now. Yeah, it's Plenty. Yes. Oh,
Bon Bon, great. You like... I have to say it twice.
I thought you were a breast guy.
I am. I'm just pandering for the audience.
Oh, okay.
That's what this day.
Let's go.
Bro, but like, I like this song with J-Hus though. Makes... That's like one of the only songs there for me. Yeah. I feel like you should have given us El Major. Not come and be talking about Love That Mini. Go carry the way with
Burna
Love.
The Burna Boy banter. Did you see it?
The TMZ.
We will be there no matter what.
Bro, this nigga has the carry. I actually kind of feel FC. You actually said that shit, bro. What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure
that nigga said that shit.
Yeah, he had to come out and deny that thing.
Yes, no. Because it's going to look bad on him. Doesn't say anything.
2 months ago, Cardi B had to come and defend Offset. That is a lie. That FC is lying. I'm telling you, they just
FC is a pandemic. FC is a pandemic.
Defend and it's same Burna Boy. Always cooking on top.
Good change that for your head like this.
Terrible.
So you feel like these Grammys? Do you feel like our Love That Mini lost, Made in Lagos lost, things we didn't expect, or last lost or something? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it would be better if we have our own category?
I also think that is why, because all my podcasts, I said Americans, they think the world revolves around them. If we leave the Oscars, leave Golden Globes, leave Grammys, and do an African award or like another continent award, they will not mean shit.
No, I'm even saying that we should just have Afrobeats category in the Grammys.
The problem that's going to create is they're going to categorize every song that comes out of Africa as Afrobeat.
The people that
are doing alternative music,
yeah.
Ote Music will win the Grammy if they have the category for Afrobeat, trust me.
No, why should they have should they it's have a category for Afrobeat?
We have a category for the international music in Nigeria.
See, I don't feel like so. You see how Burna Boy's Twice as Tall was categorized under world album, like what's the contemporary world album? It doesn't make sense. Why can't that album be going for album of the year? Why is it contemporary?
Do you know why it can't? It cannot contend for that because like Americans themselves, even before a black man can even win album of the year in that place, it's a big issue.
Yeah,
you'll be seeing album of the year. Artists that you've never heard of in your entire life.
Industrial plant.
Hey. Your entire life.
We knew Sakura before the
week. Bro, shut up.
Hey, don't play. We knew them.
He saved my life.
They used to play street music.
Bro, you won't smell them on social media. Even their number itself is
before very we listened itch. To his music, my wife had a miscarriage. But now we have two kids.
We have two kids. Two kids that are breeding. Oh, but it doesn't make sense though. It doesn't make sense. It's crazy racism. Because I don't understand why we have contemporary, we have like, it doesn't make sense. So why Adele, for example, Adele is a British musician.
Yeah.
Why is she gunning for album of the year if she's British? If the Grammys is supposed to be like an American award.
She's white.
Okay.
She's white.
Album of the year worldwide now. Not white album of the year for just America.
So why is Burna Boy as a Nigerian, she's British, literally. Why are they not in the same category? Why is Burna Boy in contemporary?
That's what I'm saying.
Album of the year. I'm
saying that because, like, first she's of all, she has white privilege. Okay. That trumps whatever it is. Africa is like comes second to those people.
Yeah.
Grammys would definitely pick white people over black people. First of all, there's an agenda and a push, but yeah. Yes, that's
you're right. Point. Because I stand by you.
Because man, even the billboard, you know,
slavery,
they created
slavery term though. Slavery term, white people, black people. No,
it's real.
That was before, man.
It still happens though.
No, it's like, see, slavery nowadays is about being poor, man. To be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
even nowadays is about being poor.
Bro, he's talking about it in a music term.
Yeah, in music terms. It's not about like the how
society or
in music terms, because like if you look at, you know, I think Billboard actually created like a category for African, like Afrobeat charts. He created Afrobeat chart.
It doesn't make sense.
They're just adding random music and up and down, like songs that
from
are
from like weird ass countries.
Songs, no, like most of the
weird
ones.
I realize from Barbados now.
They could play some from music. That Trace Music channel. Yeah, there are songs they did. All those weirdos, you could just come out with their suit. Jesus,
then there's not a category for Africans.
Africa.
And when you now click on the African, is somebody living in water slum? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Why can't that CNN be the general like news platform? Why do we have a CNN Africa for Nigeria and Ghana and Rwanda and South Africa? Like,
it's a mentality.
I'll just say it's agenda, because like I think what they're trying to do most of the time is they're trying to like, oh, okay, well, Since we have not been including you guys in this, let's give you guys your own section.
But they don't show the things that they're supposed to show
and,
now.
And they're pushing narrative, man. They're pushing narrative that okay, well, like if they're showing Africa or this is how Africa is, because that's why you see some artists that come down to Nigeria or Ghana and they're like, oh, they're showing that okay, this is how it is
in this part of the world.
I don't understand what's happening here.
You don't feel like celeb for Nigeria.
He's coming.
Because America, nobody said beyond. Who? Tion Wayne.
Say he wants to come to Nigeria. He should come here with Mosquito.
He's Nigerian now.
I know he's Nigerian. But like, why? He should come and move here.
to Makoko.
You should go to Makoko with the boat and the dirtiness. Because if he's moving here, he's in Koyi, he will go and stay. Then he will not start tweeting, oh my god, Lagos life is interesting. No, because people in Badagry, they're not enjoying your Lagos life.
I'll talk to you a question. Okay. So like, if you now, you want to go to London, for example. Oh,
alright.
UK, for example, now.
Okay. I will go to Holland.
Are you going to go to London? No, no, like, no, you have that, like, rockstar money. You have that money.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you not going to go and stay in London? Like, will you say, oh, you want to go to maybe Peckham? Will you going to stay in Peckham?
I would, of course, if I have the money, I would be London. But Peckham is literally Lagos State.
Yeah, but like still, like
I would still have a Nigerian feeling.
But like you're going to go and stay in a place that is like has high class, because you know, like okay, you're going to get enough, like you're going to see lifestyle, that kind of thing. Still,
he's mad.
Because you cannot blame him for that.
That's the conclusion.
You should come
and stay in Agoa Palace with me. Let him see life. See, now I can't wait to move to Nigeria that people want to run away from. I see, I hate rich people. I can't even like. No, but like, them.
For real, Nigeria is so comfortable to live in.
I want to be rich and be hated, so I would love that for myself.
It's so comfortable to live in. Bro, you know,
this country is hard, man. Like, come on. Like, can't be suffering and be hating rich people, man. Fuck that. I'd rather have money than be hating, than people hate me. Like, that's fine. As long as I have the money.
This Naira, new Naira. I got my first Naira yesterday from Stephanie.
How are you guys
managing? 1,000 naira. I haven't even seen what it looks like. It's the printed one. Bro,
my brother gave me one, the new notes. I was so excited. I don't
pocket one.
Stephanie, you're on front watch. You have new notes.
That's far.
I have new notes.
Newest owner.
They need to redesign this money. I don't know what they are doing.
The money is fucking ugly.
They need to. I don't know what these people are doing. Definitely, the person just hold them, give them cane for Nash. Like, come on.
So ugly. No, but I get. So the thing is, I actually get the agenda for this new money. Because they're trying to know. There are a lot of people who have buried money underground. So I think they're trying to regulate, like.
Why now?
I know, right?
It's the best time, trust me.
You think
it's the best time.
No.
If you are really gunning for a change,
yeah,
this is the best time to change the currency.
Why?
Bro, these guys gave us 3 months to submit all our money. People are still bringing money from burial ground.
Three months. You are
5 billion in cash.
We are telling the whole
why 5 billion in cash buried?
Wait, you're telling the whole fucking country to tender old currency. 3 months, I mean, three months. And you're not even the new notes is not even circulation. People are literally queuing in banks just to get new notes, bro. People are they stampede everywhere, bro. Even to withdraw, money, bro, is a fucking problem. This
are the counter of the bank,
bro. This money, I was trying to withdraw new notes, bro. Not new notes, ordinary old cash, bro. I stood there for like close to an hour or two. 2 hours, bro, just to get money, bro. Like, I was looking at myself, like, what the fuck is this? Like, why am I in this kind of condition? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, why is it now, like, it's close to election that's happening, bro?
Bro, this is the best time, and let me tell you why. You see, now, the reason why people are going for this new note is because when they say bring your old note, no, people did not drop their money back. So, right now, the government is at fault for not coming out to come and address the whole issue. Come and say, okay, dear Nigerians, this is our plan. This is what we are trying to do. They did not say that.
It's the same country that's been giving us.
They just gave us instruction. Go and drop your money. New news is happening.
Go and drop your money.
You get me?
The country is a mess.
The same country that's been fucking us up for many years.
This is totally political.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like this is the best time to do it. Anyways.
Make everybody use their headphones now. Because now, me, as this Valentine, it comes, this Valentine.
No PVC.
Even my
no
Valentine
flower.
Dates. I tell them, say, no PVC, no Valentine.
No PVC, no flowers.
You enter the restaurant, show your PVC. And we continue.
You're getting Valentine's
Day. Real.
But me, I've never celebrated Valentine in my life, in my like adult life actually. But in high school, I used to.
Have you celebrated Valentine?
No, just he just fist
bumped me. Can't you see? It's not.
We are together.
Yeah, they don't know whose voice is whose voice.
Adult life.
You can use the
baby. Adult life. Nah, man.
Good job,
children.
Valentine's super
that
time.
Bro, no,
secondary school, bro.
Secondary school.
We're sending cards.
So my first kiss was on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
he
not
gave me 200 naira to enter bus.
Oh my
day. This was a long time ago.
I'm
pretty sure there were a lot of butterflies
in your stomach.
Yes, I was so excited, but we don't talk anymore.
How you talk?
Please,
just like primary school school.
No, it was secondary school.
Yeah.
Okay, we talk, but we don't really talk.
Mm.
Yeah.
But okay, the gift was the kiss.
No, like, oh, he actually gave me a necklace that I still have and gave me 200.
You still have?
To, I hope things. But yeah, it was very interesting. But I haven't
kissed anyone. So if your present boyfriend asks you where you got that necklace from,
Where would I? You should first ask me, do men toast me? That should be the first question. Men don't talk to me.
What do you mean?
I feel like a lot of people are scared.
Why?
To approach me. Like, you see me, you want to approach. Like, toast me.
I don't really see how I'm wrong.
You should be scared of talking to me. What? You should be scared. I'm very scary now. You should be scared of talking to me. You should say, oh, I like you. I like the way you smile. You look nice. Let me take you out. I'm going to allow you to finish your sentence.
Just start attacking the person.
What do you say?
What if someone that you actually, when you see, this person looks fine as fuck.
He looks fine.
Yeah, and comes to ask you, oh, yo, Stephanie, what's good? Like, can I take you out?
She didn't tell you the answer, Alpha. Are you serious right now?
Are you serious? Are you really serious? Look, if she won't take me out. But yeah, that's what's up. What about you, Emeka? Do you believe in love?
Everybody question me, say whether I gave her. And this is my thought. Do you believe in love? Yeah. The one they challenge me.
Do you have a vow, first of all?
This year? Yes. Of course, I have a vow.
Oh, big boy.
So you're doing something next week? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I did a proposal and all that. To make the women feel special.
Man, I don't even know.
Sorry, my woman, but miss you.
Woman,
she's
listening.
What about you? Did you answer?
No, I don't have a
bar,
bro.
So what are you gonna be doing on Tuesday?
Watching football.
There's
a lot of things happening. Football related. There's a lot of things happening on Tuesday, and I'm so excited.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be. Is that I'm in my house?
Bro, PSG Bayern is the match to watch.
Yeah. Jesus. But what I'm gonna is it
what's canceling your Valentine's
date? I said I don't get Valentine's.
That's for people that have Valentine's dates, man.
Last time I had Valentine was in high school. I got like gifts from like all my babes, like four of them.
You even got gifts, bro. This is the only thing I got. I think
high school was.
I have zero memory of any Valentine's Day. Like zero memory. The highest I've gotten is, it's Valentine. Like, okay, it's Valentine. That's the end. There's no gifts. No fucking nothing, bro.
One thing is sure, I'm hating on that day. I'm going to hate.
Once couple post like this, I just comment, wow.
What a small world to trigger people. I'm gonna trigger you like that.
I don't
know. If you say no more, guys, no
way. Get me.
Is it flowers? Oh, is it plastic? I'm going to be a hater that day. A hater.
So. Nah. What's on feel about Shea vibes? I want to because they really turned the Shea vibes thing to tribalistic thing on Twitter.
Saying that, comparing him to Asake.
Yeah, Ibo. Yeah. What do you feel about Shea vibes?
I could care less about him.
Jesus Christ. Nailed the tribalistic
stuff. No, it's not because I'm Ibo. I could just care less about. There's some people in the music industry I could care less about.
Interesting. Wait, give me your top three.
Music industry in Nigeria.
Are you careless about
that? That no matter what they do, you're not concerned.
I'm not concerned with their movements.
Yes.
Whiskey.
Jesus Christ.
Ruja.
Yeah.
Roga.
What is this? It's so bad. Ruja. That can't be pronounced very well.
Ruja.
I'm dying.
Then Buju Benson.
Whoa. Both of them like that.
Two-Face, they're just a lot of people.
Two-Face, I want to call on this Two-Face. Is it because of his music? Or no, because
I could just
of his
like,
many children.
Two-Face can, okay, I would not say if he dies today. Like, he can do something like give birth. I could just, like, I will not click on the link to
like, read you just about scroll past.
Like, I will scroll past. Like, I'm not interested. I'm genuinely not interested in
your life. So, three artists that you are going to be there no matter what.
No matter what, I must be there.
Yeah.
Burna Boy.
Yeah, the same person when you know what concert.
No, see, that's why it shows that I really love Burna Boy. Yeah. Because I will criticize him. I'm not a fake fan. So there's Burna Boy, there's Rema. I'm beginning to extremely like Rema. I'm interested in like his movements. And I don't have a third option, I promise you. Who's that? Okay, I'm concerned about to an extent. Maybe just Burna Boy and Rema. Okay, I like Arya Star. Maybe because she was nice to me. That's why I like her. I really like Arya Star as well.
Arya Star or Thames? Which one do you prefer?
Please, I have nothing to say.
Yeah, we make it to me.
If I speak, I'll be in big trouble. I have nothing to say. I'm dead. I'm dead. Like, no, don't put me on
the mat. What about your Arista?
Arista.
Forget about all these Grammy winners.
I mean, I started listening to Arista like before Thames. Sorry, I started listening to Thames before Arista. So, I mean, I prefer both of them, actually. I can't pick any one of them. It's just, yeah, they make great music, and they have great personalities, too. So. I mean, I've met one of them before, but I'm not picking any one of them. So,
that's that politician will speak. You're a politician.
You have no idea.
I have 2 ears, so one for Thames, one for Arista.
What about you, Emeka? I know your answer.
Bloody
Samaritan. Emeka thinks stems is like a plant at the industry.
I'm not actually big on Aria.
Arista is the plant now. Are you joking?
I'm not actually big on Aria because I feel like Aria is something Thames used to be.
I need foreign label, made in cash. Ah,
no, bro. Bro. Thames.
Don't play.
Thames went through it like 2 years of dropping,
2 years of what?
Being in your
face.
Wait now, wait, no. Before she
2 years of,
you know, Thames was on the ground.
For 2 years,
but you know, Thames was on the ground.
When did she drop?
Was Arista on the ground? Immediately, Arista dropped music. Bro, she was everywhere.
Who did she drop the music with?
Arista.
Who did Thames drop music? She the best that drop music now.
Ourselves.
Kids now.
The point I'm trying to
whiskey or not, bro.
The point I'm trying to make is
I'm not saying that without twist, no. But share this particular run where she did now whiskey.
Okay.
And
so number one, what's it for life? You say positioning.
Positioning.
And whiskey don't position her for there. Now where are those future they want to see and what is because
exactly
they
see her? So you cannot
Nigeria where she did.
It means that if she don't get better track record, eh?
Which track record?
Bro.
Yeah, I know
now. If she don't get better track record,
waiting for those black
American guys. Now essence.
I'm talking about this black American Twitter. These people they carry things for it, right? This is that they carry things for Nigeria. We know that carry things. Those people, essence.
Okay, yes.
If you drop one picture, 200,000 likes. You think Nigerians are wicked? If you drop one picture like this, about 100,000 people can see it. You just see 10 likes. Nigerians, they don't like it. Her audience is actually like international. She has a very huge international audience.
Yeah, but you people should not tell me that. I don't see anything anywhere that Thames is an industry plant. Just dead it.
Like
that boom boom.
Dead it.
Easy, yeah.
Come on.
I love them.
Free mind.
Crazy things
are happening. I also think another thing that you know, like she's very mysterious to an extent, and I think that's another thing that's selling her brand. She's actually mysterious, they're forcing her to come out. I think she's just comfortable outside. People do not know what her backside looks like. She only had the eyes, she always covers her body. Very mysterious, and people were very interested in like
her backside.
I'm pretty sure she's just more comfortable doing that thing now. That's why people are seeing her up now. If Thames was not comfortable, which bonbon? Where? Something that she has always had that thing since. So it's just everything. It's just strategic because like she started showing bonbon, in quotes, when she had her international limelight. True or false?
Well, I said something about it and they cooked me like the.
What did you say?
I was like, tell management to change the script. Oh my colleagues beating that day because of a foot. Miss Button is a good button. Thank you, Elon Musk. So this particular movie that has been buzzing, this Shout It Town, have you seen it?
No.
Well, I have not seen it yet.
Because I don't like to watch shows immediately they come out, actually. It's been like 8 weeks.
Shut up. It's been like 8 weeks.
No,
so
it hasn't.
What do you mean?
It literally just came out. Like, I want the buzz to die down a bit.
Is it what Far From Home?
I watched Far From Home after a month.
You feel like we are doing better now?
Better? It's Far From Home is not realistic.
Stop it.
It's not realistic
for the country.
It's not realistic at all. So that's why I wouldn't really necessarily fuck with. But we're trying to move like LA.
What do you mean it's not realistic?
I'm actually not realistic.
In Nigeria.
assist from a no for secondary school. That's not secondary. That's like college.
They have a locker. They have. They literally have a locker.
That's where, college. Where that's, in this that's, country? That's like after. That's after secondary.
So A-levels.
But we don't have a college. A-levels,
yeah.
But we don't have a college.
But it was a it's secondary school.
Setting.
It's a secondary school setting.
It's like every school setting, but they now have A-levels.
A-levels, but they did not present the show as A-levels. It's not realistic to me. And there are some
stories. But because they asked the Shire for secondary school results to claim the money. Do you remember?
I haven't seen it, so I don't remember.
You don't know? Ah, I'm on, you win 5 million. Then at the end, you collect 4
or 5. At the 5K.
4 or 5 million.
Was it 5 million? $10,000. Yeah, that's 5 million.
After uniform and books.
Yeah,
your balance is 4-5.
In 4 where?
You were mad.
You got a chop beating because of that man. Jesus, you got a chop beating.
Every time
they
be threatening you with what's the name of that leopard? Is it leopard?
Leopard.
Ah, something. Give it to somebody to eat.
His friend.
No, not his friend. Like, there's this guy that is doing drugs. Yes, that had like a pet that used to eat human beings. I forgot his name.
Angeli.
Give him Angeli. May Angeli chop.
Hyena.
Yeah, the dog, man.
It's a hyena.
Hyena.
Look at the dog. Hyena. Nah, hyena.
Yeah, we see the hyena.
Hyena, they crave human meat.
No, man, you can play.
I'm not even the hyena. I'm crazy.
I am when they start. Maybe they feed him once in two days.
I'm getting him again. Nah, he killed the role though.
Yeah, he did kill the role. He did kill the role.
So before we round up, I just want us to do predictions into the music here.
Okay.
Who do you feel is going to be the artist of the year, Stephanie?
Artist of the year in Nigeria?
Yeah.
There's this guy called Minsu. Means. I love his sound.
The way you say this, are we talking about music?
I love his sound, and I can't wait for him to blow, like proper blow. He deserves it.
Okay, so you feel like he's going to be the artist of the year?
I feel like he's getting there.
But you know how long Miz has been in the industry.
Yeah, that's
the one. Since 2017, bro. Since 2017,
and he's getting his flowers now.
It's fucked up.
Keep on going. Because I'm telling you, it's what you do expect now. You didn't know that. It's what has been since like
November.
Well, and that's the expert, but it's now. So, I don't know. Just
picks now, even Trey Songz.
Yeah, it picks.
Trey Songz, Olamide. No.
So, what's your prediction really for Artist of the Year?
Anybody who won't cry, any person cry. Anybody who ain't seen her, you cry.
I don't think any artist has actually surprised me this year.
It's just
5 weeks
into this year.
Yeah, I don't think there's no song that's dropped that was like, oh shit.
I like you
compared to last year.
First of all, who's Wonder Batson?
Are you serious?
Except for
Wonder Batson, there's Buju Benson.
The only person that's actually busted my head this year so far is Shea Vibes.
Anomaly. Anomaly for me though.
Popped with that kind of shit. Blueface. No, Blueface, no.
Did they call him Nigeria Blueface?
Blueface, baby. They trolled Blueface for like Blueface, 1 year. Baby. And he popped and he blew up. And he's doing some random shit with Girlfriend Panda. They're just doing drama Panda. They're rubbish.
He's bored of
it. But Shea Vibes is actually owning that style. And it's not just doing offbeat style. He's doing Amapiano. He's doing Afrobeat. And he's actually killing it.
The thing is that he has and beautiful
and like it's not just his voice. What he's saying, bro.
Yeah.
Has
he
changed the song?
It's still the same. Like, it's still the same. Like, that choir, that low vocal, low power.
One
of my songs,
Untouchable in a Bank of America.
That song, I have that one. Actually, a couple of songs on that album that actually hit. Like,
after I heard Bank of America, I didn't bother to try the rest. Because before I even see the Bank of America, I don't try many songs on Shea Vibes. Guy.
So, yes.
I don't want to be a cleaner.
my answer to that question, the answers for this year so far for me is Shea Vibes.
So that's a prediction. For the end of the year,
Shea Vibes will
back
down. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally,
Shea Vibes. If Omalé does not get too depressed, in my bag.
That one in the ring pass, if you get the.
Omalie was last year.
Don't worry.
He has plans this year.
Omalie is literally crying. Omalie is literally crying. I'm writing his song to Yaki.
Yeah. Turn up.
Nigerians are on rude.
Very serious.
Somebody is that. If he's American now, they say, oh my god, is Adele okay? Is she okay? Us, yeah, we're using the song to.
I kind of feel like something that I felt in the past.
Like,
yes, because right now,
yeah,
nobody feels.
I feel like.
Don't say it though. Sometimes they are still fools now.
Why?
You know, people are still fools. They might have something deep for somebody.
It don't go past 1 week or 2 weeks.
What me I feel is that. Omalie is just writing off that agenda of, oh, I'm depressed, I'm depressed. That nigga is probably fine.
I don't think so, bro.
It's a narrative, bro. Like, cause like, see, anything about people that drop album, like, they're going to have to like follow through with that whole team. They're going to have to follow through with that team. And that's what Omalie is doing. He's following through with the team of, oh, okay, I'm depressed.
But yeah, his album was really good.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from that. It's rocking with that shit. Cause I also see the same thing for Santi too. Santi is also rocking this album thing.
No, they sneak things inside.
I don't know, yes.
Now my police
will say,
hey, stop
here. Let's say,
Park.
Let me explain.
No, not the song, the album alone itself, bro, is fire. Because that's what I'm saying about the theme. Omalie is following that theme of depression. The album.
But I don't think it's
so like everything is posted, everything he's doing is going to be centered around the album.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk to you guys a bit. My friends just literally found out that Santi was 30 years old. I swear they thought Santi was like 27.
Is he not
20, 22.
Is he not risky now?
Santi is 30 years old.
You're joking.
30 years old, that's how old he is. My friends were
in
the situation. Oh, this is 32.5. Wait,
32.5. This is probably like 24, 25.
Anyways, have we come to the end of the podcast?
I heard that Santi is 30. What the fuck is that?
Have we come to the end of the podcast? Say your goodbyes now.
Yes, we have. Thank you guys for rocking with quality content. Thank you, Nice to Have You Podcast. Thank you, Really Global. Thank you, SNM Podcast.
Yay!
I'm going to have a lot of fun this year.
A lot of fun!
Until next time. Cheers! Quality content.
Bye! Bro, what if this thing was not recorded?
Hey! Happy to you, Kobami. Hey, Kobami, man.